This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on? It's Metal Shop. Right now I'm chatting with a guy who is on tour with probably the most stacked tour right now as far as just like the East Coast. Kind of jealous we're not getting it on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to be hopping on to another huge tour. But without any further ado, I'm talking with Isaac Lamb, the drummer of Kublai Khan, or if you may see it, Kublai Khan TX. They have Lowest Form of Animal EP out now. First off, congratulations on the release and the big reaction to the EP, man.
Yeah, thank you. It's been good so far. Tour's going great so far. I'm just happy to be out here. Happy things are back moving again.
Absolutely, man. So you guys are, I kind of buried the lead. You guys are out on tour with Knocked Loose right now, and then you're going to be gearing up for another tour with the Terror Tour with Senga Sigabog. And both these tours are just, I mean, talk about heavy hitters, man. One-two punch, Knocked Loose and Kublai Khan, and then Knocked Loose and Terror. It's got to be an amazing feeling coming from, you know, a year and a half of really having things just kind of stagnant and not sure what the future is, and then you're just back on the road full force with these two humongous tours. How does that feel, man?
Oh, it's great. Like you said, it's just, you know, after having so much time off, we did a couple tours at the end of last year, but this is really, things are really starting to pick back up again. These tours are, I couldn't ask for a better lineup on either of them. So yeah, it's good. Things are good, you know?
That's awesome. That's great to hear. So you guys have this new EP. I'm assuming, did you guys write this during the downtime in the pandemic, or was this stuff that you had left over from before?
No, this is all, we were going to the studio, I think, sort of around that time either way.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened and mixed everything up, and we decided to just sort of keep our slot. And so, yeah, we wrote all this, it was about a year ago now. Last March, we recorded it. And, yeah, it's just finally out. Now that we have some tours going, things are moving again, we can release it. And, you know, we're playing a bunch of the new material live on these tours, and it's great. It's just been, it's been a lot of fun finally getting some new songs out. It's always refreshing to sort of work out the old songs, you know, that are just a little dated, and we can get some new new stuff in the set, the live set. So yeah, it's been, it's great.
I talked to some bands, and the, you know, I'll be like, so are you, you pumped to play the new album? And sometimes they're like, yeah, well, you know, I'm already on to the next one. Are you, were you getting tired of just playing the same set? And you're just like, let's get some new blood in here. Come on.
I'm Knock Loose, Kublai Khan. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Oh, sorry. Somebody was asking.
Oh, signing an autograph?
I'm out in the parking lot. Someone's driving by asking who's playing tonight.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Yeah, I'm always happy to work out old stuff and get new songs in. I feel like it's sort of a sign of a dying band if you can't play new songs. If you're stuck playing your old songs forever,
yeah,
it feels like you're sort of at the end of your cycle as a band. So it's always a good feeling when you can keep writing new songs and people still want to hear the new ones. You know, you're not stuck with that one old song. So yeah, I'm always really excited to be playing new stuff, always happy to write more and get that in, you know, just always moving forward is sort of, that's what we're about. So.
Awesome, man. Well, you know, you guys dropped this video, and I'm assuming during your set, people are already singing along to these, you know, videos that you release, these singles, and then, you know, the whole EP, people probably already losing their mind to it, huh?
Yeah. No, the reaction has been awesome so far. Awesome. Everybody out here, you know, day one of the tour, everybody knows the songs that, you know, these new songs, we never played them live before, and we've already got people singing on every word. So it's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling.
Cool. Well, let's go back a little bit in time. So as far as Kublai Khan goes, you guys have been killing it for a while now. Tour Animals, you know, pre-pandemic, obviously,
yeah,
and then post-pandemic and everything. But when can you tell me a time that you knew you guys were onto something? Was there a moment, was there like a specific tour or a show that you can recall when you, when you're like, man, I think this is going well?
That's kind of a hard question because, you know, we started out in a garage just playing for fun.
Yeah.
You play your city you grew up in, and then you play outside the city, then mm-hmm. you play outside the state, and it's been a very slow, organic progression. So it's, you know, it's hard. There was never like one strict moment.
Yeah.
That it ticked, because it's, we're always looking just one step ahead. We're not looking for the big, you know, the huge picture.
Sure.
But I will say, I think Warped Tour in 2018, mm-hmm. we did that, the full tour, and I think that sort of gave us a real big boost. That was the farthest leap we'd made in one move, I think, as far as touring and albums and everything goes. I think that tour really, it really sort of put us on the map that, or put us on a map that we weren't on before. So
awesome. Well, you know, you were talking about kind of just gradually building and building this organic thing, and a word you could kind of, I would put to that is just grinding. You guys are grinders.
Oh yeah.
And
yes.
And looking back to 2018, I had a friend, Charlie Pena. He did merch on the Warped Tour for a couple bands, and he was just, I was like, how did it go? He's like, dude, it's a grind. It is. Bring me back to Warped Tour. Was that probably a day in and day out a very grind, huh?
Absolutely the hardest thing we've done as a band, because I mean, just doing, it's a 2-month tour,
yeah,
just doing that in itself is a lot,
mm-hmm.
but then, you know, you're waking up at 7 or 8 in the morning to unload the truck, you're sitting outside in the heat all day, there's no relief.
Yeah.
And we did it in a van. Mm-hmm. Most bands don't do that.
Yep.
For obvious, you know, you want the AC, you want a shower. We did it in a van just to basically make a little bit of money,
of,
you know, so that we could keep doing this. And that was really the kicker, is there's just no relief. And then you're driving 8 hours overnight,
mm-hmm.
to another 7 a.m. load in. It's brutal, but it's it's a lot of hard work, but then you play the show and it's the best show. Every day is the best show you've ever played. So you really, it's all worth it. You can't complain about any of it because it's just, you're out there with all your best friends, a bunch of new friends, mm-hmm. playing just the best shows of your life. So any amount of struggle during the day and night is just worth it for that show. So yeah, I do it again. Any year, any tour, I'd take it. So
I remember going to Warped Tour and always, you know, being surprised when a certain band would be playing at a certain time. So that was one thing specifically, yeah. is that you never know when you're going to play, right? When you wake up.
Yeah. You wake up and yeah, there's just four of us and we had one guy with us.
Yeah.
And we've all got our jobs, you know, like two mm-hmm. of us go and do the truck, two of us go doing merch.
Yep.
Go start setting up merch. I go to production and figure out when we play for the day, you know, picking up all our waters and stuff. And so, yeah, like we just wake up, scatter, and then regroup. And yeah, it's just every day's, you know, a mess. You might be playing at 11 in the morning. You might be playing at 6 p.m. Who knows?
And looking back at that time, that sounds like the most blue collar thing you could be doing with your summer. People thinking like, oh man, they're going out on tour, having the best time of their lives. And while there are amazing moments, it's also, you know, a grind, and it is it's a very hands-on job. And if you break it down to how much you're getting paid, you know, that's a very minimal hourly rate.
Oh yeah. And it's, I think that's the thing with the van versus bus.
Yeah.
Hiring a bunch of crew is, we could have done that and had a real cushy tour, you know,
sure.
But then I can't pay my mortgage or mm-hmm. whatever mm-hmm. after the tour. So it's just sort of I did another interview and he said that you work three jobs on tour, so you don't have to work off tour.
Mm.
That's basically how it goes. So,
yeah. Okay, man. Well, okay. So you guys are known for your kind of like buck wild live shows. A lot of people moshing, a lot of people going nuts.
Yeah.
Specifically you, when was the last time that you were in the pit? What was the last time you personally moshed?
Oh, that's not ever been my thing. I'm a sit in the back and enjoy the sound, sit at the soundboard and enjoy the audio sort of guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird for such a wild band. I think Matt is really, he's the only mosher that we have in the band. And, it's probably been a long time because he's got knee damage from moshing back in the day and then playing shows without surgery. So it's been a long time since any of us ever did anything like that.
Wow. Okay. Kublacon, breaking myths here. You guys are the old men in the couch in the back, just enjoying the high fidelity audio.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The high fidelity audio of the basement.
Yeah, exactly.
With one speaker. Yeah.
So, well, growing up, you know, what was the first band that connected with you? You know, what was the first thing that inspired you to get into music or, you know, start playing an instrument?
Oh, man, that's a
Do you come from a musical family?
I don't. Well, yes and no. My grandma was a music teacher.
Okay.
And she did like children's choir and like just like beginner's theory and stuff.
Sure.
So we're really close, and I learned a lot from her. She would always do little drum circles and like music camps over the summer, and so I think that's really where I got started. Nobody else in my family is musical except for her, me, and my brother, who just got it from her. They don't even listen to a lot of music. Like my parents don't listen to a ton of music, mm-hmm. but yeah, I think she's the one who got me into it. I learned like basic theory at a really young age. Started playing drums at a really young age, mm-hmm. just through that. And then somehow escalated into metal. I don't even know how you get there.
Yeah.
I guess here's some, you know, especially being a drummer, you want to play. Yeah. I don't want to play like the basic country pop. I want to play the heavy stuff. So I think that's probably what got me there. Like old Slipknot, System of a Down, mm-hmm. like Rage Against the Machine, all that stuff is just, on drums is just so exciting.
So these days, you know, when you're thinking, when you want to be inspired as a drummer and as a musician, what are some artists and drummers that you look to as for inspiration?
Oh man. It's kind it's weird because I kind of feel like the genre is a little stagnant lately. Everybody's just kind of playing a baseline thing, and I'm no exception to that. I do, you know, when there's a breakdown coming, you know what the drummer's going to be playing.
Sure.
So it's not anything too crazy. I think a lot of my inspiration when I'm playing drums really comes from drummers outside the genre.
Sure.
Just anybody doing something new or exciting, I think that's what I'm spending my time watching and just sort of studying. So yeah, I just listen to a lot of guys who just like groove.
Yeah.
You know, they're all these like gospel inspired guys and you know, a lot of like hip hop drummers and trap drummers, mm-hmm. I think are just doing cool, interesting things on drums. Because I see the metal world every day.
Sure.
So I think for me personally, what's inspiring to me is everything outside of this world.
Right on, man. Well, okay, so that kind of brings me to a question of, a lot of times you'll talk to bands and, you know, since they are a metal band and they're on a metal tour or a hardcore tour, you know, they specifically, when they're in the van, they want to listen to something different. What's something that might surprise the casual, you know, Kublai Khan fan that you guys listen to in the van?
Really, if you pop in our van at any time, there's like a 90% chance we're listening to like old 40s country or like Hawaiian music.
Okay.
Yeah, we there's really not a lot of heavy music that goes on in the van. Yeah, it's really a lot of old country.
Nice. Right on, man. So yeah. is that stuff that comes from, you know, being in Texas? Is that, you know, inspiration from where you're from?
I think it is. It's one of those things that you know, me growing up, everywhere you go, there's country playing on the radio, you mm-hmm. know, the grocery store, the gas station. And as a kid, being like a little metalhead in a small town in Oklahoma, like,
yeah,
kind of lashed out at it, you know, like, I always thought it was super lame, but now that I'm older, when I hear all those songs, they're so comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am able to like enjoy them now. And so, yeah, I think I really just sort of rolled back around to just that. That's where we're from. Yeah.
Nice, man. Right on, man. Well, okay. What's the best food in if someone's going to Texas? Some people say Dallas has the best food. Some people say Austin. Some people Houston. What is your personal favorite, you know, food city in Texas?
I would actually say go down to the border.
Okay.
Go to any Mexican spot. That's the good food of Texas, in my opinion. Is
nice.
You just, you know, go to Corpus Christi and walk into any bar and just order, you know, get the Mexican food there. It's so good. That's where you get it.
Okay. Nice, man. Well, when you guys are on the road and you need a snack, what's your go-to?
Oh man, Wawa soft pretzels.
Okay,
if we're in the New Jersey area.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time in New Jersey area, and so I'm fortunate enough to spend a lot of our off days at Wawa or our mornings at Wawa.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So you're more of a Wawa than a Sheetz guy.
Yeah, they're the debates. it's a sticky debate because they're not in the same area. So I get to enjoy both. Separately, you know, I do get the full benefits of both places because they don't overlap at all. So
this interview is getting super regional.
it is
awesome, man. Well, okay, I'm not going to take up the rest of your day here, but I do have one specific question I like to ask. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
I've got a on my left hand, on my knuckle, I've got a really bad scar. I was working on my computer at home. This is the day before a tour.
Oh no.
You know, 7 or 8 years ago. This is a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah.
And I had an X-Acto knife and I cut straight across my knuckle. And you know, I cut through my tendon. And I just put my hand on it, and I was living with Nolan, our guitar player, and our old bass player Corey at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, guys, we got to go to the emergency room right now.
No.
And I went, and they were like, they gave me some stitches, and they were like, you definitely need surgery on this. or you're going to lose your middle finger, the use of your middle finger. And I was like, I can't, I have a tour tomorrow. Like, I guess I'll just wing it. And I have most of the use of my middle finger. It's sort of healed on its own for the most part.
Okay.
Did the tour, just kind of suffered through the tour without, you know, trying to rip open this giant gash in the middle of my hand.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now my finger's a little crooked. I've got a nasty scar, but I didn't miss the tour, so.
And you can still sort of use your finger.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, it's all right.
Nice.
Just one of those, you know, we've all got those, you know, had a physical accident, need surgery, couldn't do it because of tour. Like, we've all got problem, you know, lasting problems from an accident a decade ago that they're just catching up with us. Someday they'll catch up with us, but for now it's fine.
We'll be all right. You'll deal with it later, right? You don't have time to deal with it.
Yeah, I got to play the show. I can't, you know, we can't just not do the tour because I got a little cut on my hand, you know?
Absolutely, man. The grind is real. So Kublai Khan, you guys are out on tour with Knock Loose right now. You're going to gear up for a big tour with Terror, Senga Sugabog, Lowest Form of Animal EP out now. Are we going to be able to see you guys in the Northwest anytime in the next year or so?
Man, I hope so. We always have a good time up there. I'm from Washington. Oh, I've got a lot of family. I grew up outside Seattle, but cool. I've got a lot of family in Yakima and Deer Park.
Nice.
So I spend a lot of time up there. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We always have really, really good shows. But I feel like a lot of tours just don't route up there. So
it is.
I'm hoping next year we get some.
It's a bit out of the way, but we'll try and make it worth it for you, man.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, what's the best way to support you guys now if we can't go out and see you?
Just listen to some music, you know?
Yeah.
Just watch some music videos, listen to some music. You don't got to support it. Just enjoy, you know, take a listen. If you like it, cool. That's really all that we're here for.
And learn the lyrics and scream along with them once Kublai Khan comes back to the Northwest, dude. Thank you so much for taking the time today, man.
Yes. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.